Okay, I'm going to make a start. This is, by the way, this is absolutely fantastic. Way beyond our wildest dreams. So well done, everybody, for coming. We hadn't planned microphones, so I'm going to stand up and shout as loud as I can. Can you hear me at the back? Okay, well, welcome to this launch meeting of the Sheffield Anti-Cuts Alliance. And I can see by the numbers of people who have come here, you agree that's a really, really important thing to set off here today in Sheffield. And well done, and thanks for everybody that's been involved in getting this meeting together. I'll introduce myself, first of all. I'm Martin Mayer. I'm a Unite's branch secretary for the bus drivers here in Sheffield. I'm also treasurer of Sheffield Trades Union Council. A number of people asked me to chair the meeting today, but I believe that is actually up to this meeting. So can I ask if that's acceptable to you that I chair the meeting today?
Yes.
Thanks very much. Perhaps somebody could just formally move. Yes?
Yes.
And second, thanks very much. It's important that, because it is about a democratic organisation that we have, and I do want to feel that whoever's involved in taking the lead in this sort of organisation is accountable back to you, the participants, in what I think is going to be a momentous movement that we're going to set up here in Sheffield. There's no doubt about why we're here. We have a very, very vicious condemned government in power. They've got a very nasty agenda of cutting everything that most of us decent people in the trade union and labour movement, and indeed across working class society in this country, feels is right and proper, and that's a public sector service and indeed a decent welfare state, education and all the other things that go with that. This is a class attack on us and everybody that's here, and we need to fight it. Now, for those of us in the trade union movement, we sometimes always prided ourselves that we can fight these things on our own, and we've realised, well, we can't, and nor should we. There's a number of public sector unions that are in the direct firing line of these cuts, and we as trade unionists want to support them, but we also need to realise that as a community we need to support them, and we need the trade unions and the community working together to defend the public services that we need, and indeed the welfare benefits and the support that ordinary people desperately need, who may not be in any organisation at all but are going to be the victims of this agenda. And that's why we need this broader alliance that we're talking about today. Before I go any further, can I, on behalf of everybody that's been involved in setting up this meeting, acknowledge and praise the students for their wonderful activities. The numbers involved are here. There was 3,000 of you involved here, just here in Sheffield today, but there's been activity right around the country. I was down in London for a Unite executive meeting today, and I saw students myself marching down the streets in great numbers. This is a really powerful movement that you've set off, and you're an inspiration to the rest of us, and it's exactly the kind of activity that we're involved in supporting and working with. But there's also a role for those who aren't students and aren't trade unionists. There's a role for the pensioners. There's a role for tenants, whether in council housing or private tenants. Housing is a really, really huge area where a very, very vicious cut is being aimed at working people. The unemployed are going to find this an absolutely horrendous period ahead. Community groups, and yes, indeed, and many of you, I'm sure, are individuals who are just concerned and feel powerless unless you're part of an organisation like this broad alliance we're trying to set up today. And you're all very, very welcome, because together and united, I believe we really, really can make a difference. So I'm going to introduce, first of all, two people that have been very key to setting this alliance together. On my left is Marion Lloyd from the PCS. She's a worker here locally in the Civil Service Union, a civil service worker who's facing potential redundancy herself and also on the PCS executive. And also Ben Morris from Right to Work, who's been a stalwart of organising and mobilising workers in trade union struggles, and indeed in the recent period around the protests that we've been making over the cuts. So